Pesachim, Perek Yud, Mishnah Beis, 10:2. Continuing on with the Leil HaSeder, if you will. And now we say, Mazgu lo kos rishon. The first step is the pouring of the first cup of wine over which we're going to make Kiddush. Now just the words more precisely, Mazgu lo means, first of all, Mazgu. Mazgu means to mix. Maziga is to mix wine with water together. In the time of Chazal, it was considered uncouth to drink wine straight. That was not mixed. They would mix it three parts water, typically, to one part wine. Mefarshim bring down that their wine was more strong than our wine is today, meaning presumably that the taste was stronger, or like the effect that it gave you a headache and so on was stronger because of impurities, and therefore they would water down the wine so it wouldn't be so potent. Whatever the case, the wine is mixed with water, and that's what's referred to as mazika sakos. Mazgulo means they poured that wine for him. From here it's learned that one doesn't pour his own wine, someone pours the wine for you, at least for the person leading the Seder, it's explicit over here. The idea being, again, someone who's a Ben Choron, royalty, people take care of them and they'll pour the wine for them. Many have the custom of everyone at the table pouring for everyone else. Bizmanazeh. Kos Rishon means the first of those four cups of wine that we're going to say Kiddush over. Now, Kiddush is comprised of two brachas. One of them is what's referred to here in the Mishnah as the bracha al hayom, the bracha on the day, if you will. And the other one is called Birchas Hayayin, the bracha al hayayin, the bracha on the wine. So just to make sure we're clear here, the bracha on the day we're referring to is the bracha that ends Mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim. We thank Hashem for choosing us and for sanctifying Klal Yisrael and this day. And the second one is Berei Pri HaGafen, that's a bracha on the wine, the usual bracha. The question is which one should come first, and that's the focal point of our Mishnah here. This is an old machlokas, we saw it back in the 8th perek of Maseches Brachos. It's the same story over here again. Beis Sham and Beis Hillel disagree which should come first of the two. So, Beis Shammai omrim mevarach al hayom, v'achar kach mevarach al hayayin. Beis Shammai hold, first you make the bracha on the day, asher bachar banu kol ha'am, and baruch atah Hashem mekadosh yisrael v'hazamanim, that comes first, and then, Berei Pri HaGafen, and his rationale is twofold. First of all, he says that on a chronological point of view, so as soon as it becomes nightfall, and it's the 15th now of Nisan. So here we go. It's Pesach. Whether or not you made Kiddush, Pesach has arrived. Hashem, so to speak, is the one who's Mekadesh Hazmanim. He sanctifies the holidays, if you will. And that happens, I don't want to get into the technicality about Yisrael coming first and us on our calendar and so on. But the point is that whether you like it, Pesach has come now, even if you don't make Kiddush. So since chronologically Pesach arrives before Kiddush is made, and then that's first, so therefore it makes sense that one should first make the bracha on the day, followed by the bracha on the wine. In addition, he says that Hayom Gorm LeYayin Sheyavo, it's the reason why we're bringing out this Kiddush cup and making Kiddush on this wine is because it's Yom Tov today, it's Leil HaSeder. That being the case, sort of in cause and effect, cause being more primary than effect. The cause here is the Yom Tov. The effect is making Kiddush on the wine. And therefore, again, primacy should be given to the recognition of the day, and therefore we Mekadosh the Yom first, and then second on the wine. That's Beis Shammai Shita. Beis Hillel disagree. Again, they give two reasons. The first reason they give is that, sort of fascinating to me, is that Shehayayim Goren LeKiddush Shatei Amer. You wouldn't be able to say Kiddush if you didn't have wine. Since wine is a prerequisite for making Kiddush and makes it possible, as a side point, you could have bread also. That's neither here nor there. It's the same relationship with whatever you're saying the Kiddush over. So since the thing which makes something in practice possible, the ma'aseh gets recognition, and therefore it comes first. So that's the first reason why one makes the bracha Berei Pri HaGafen first. They still give a second reason, which is there's a general rule when it comes to kadima brachas. If you have two brachas to be said and you're questioning which one should come first, the general rule is that tadir v'she'eno tadir tadir kodem, the one that is more frequently recited is the one that comes first. I'm just a side point. The definition of tadiris, of frequency, is not which one you happen to say more regularly or more often in the course of a year. It means the one in which halacha mandates is said more often over the course of a year. It's not, you know, it's not your personal preference, if you will, or your personal custom, but rather how it's been legislated necessarily so. So certainly, Brei Pri HaGafen comes up many times throughout the year. You make it on every Kiddush on the night of Shabbos and Yom Tov, on the day of Shabbos and Yom Tov, at Havdalah, and so on. So you're making Brei Pri HaGafen all the time. Again, we're not talking about how often you drink wine. We're talking about how often it's required to make the bracha Brei Pri HaGafen as a mitzvah to itself. That's certainly more frequent than the bracha that one makes on Asher Baruch Rabbanu Kol Am, Baruch Mekadosh Yisrael Vazmanim. That's something else that comes occasionally, a few times a year. So that being the case, the Tadir, the more frequent one, Brei Pri HaGafen, comes first, and that's Beis Hillel Shita, as the second reason. The Lach, of course, is like Beis Hillel. That's what we do. We first make the bracha Brei Pri HaGafen, followed by Mekadosh Yisrael Vazmanim. In addition, period. Now, in addition, in case you're wondering, when we make Kiddush at Leila Seder, there's a third bracha we make, that's the Shechiyanu bracha. So that bracha certainly is made at Kiddush, but it's not intrinsic to Kiddush. Obviously, women make it when they light their candles on Yom Kippur. We don't make Kiddush at all, but we say Shechiyanu and so on. So Shechiyanu stands alone. It's independent of Kiddush, just in the choreography of the day under normal circumstances, since everyone's there and the person's making it, so he's recognizing the day then and there with Kiddush, so he'll also make the Shechiyanu bracha. But you could tease those apart in various scenarios. They're not really intrinsically connected. So when we're talking about the brachas here, the two brachas of Kiddush are the ones I said before, and Shechiyanu really is a bracha all to itself, totally independent of Kiddush. There's one last important side point, really important to me. The word Shechiyanu is mispronounced very frequently, it's a hobby horse of mine, so there you go. I'm going to let you have it right now. And no, the word Shechiyanu, the vowelation under those letters, think for yourself, what are the vowels under the Shechiyanu? The answer is, it's three segols in a row. The three dots, you know, in the triangle that make the S sound like an E. So it's Shechiyanu. Okay, so please pronounce it properly when you make the Birkas Shechiyanu.